From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Atlantic hurricane season begins June 1st, and government forecasters said today they're expecting a busy one, and that it's likely the Atlantic will produce 8 to 14 hurricanes. An average season has 6. The big unknown, though, is what will happen if a hurricane hits the oil slick now covering parts of the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration were pretty blunt as they presented this year's hurricane outlook. NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco offered this assessment.
We're facing a season that could rank among the more active on record.
Lubchenco says there are three reasons to expect a lot of hurricanes and tropical storms. Number one, El Niño wind conditions, which discouraged storms last year, have dissipated.
Number two, water temperatures in parts of the Atlantic are up to 4 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than average and will likely remain warm this season,
which will help strengthen any hurricanes in the Gulf. And number three, the Atlantic remains in a period of high hurricane activity that began in the mid-1990s. Lubchenco says all of this is especially worrisome at a time when oil from the Deepwater Horizon spill continues to cover parts of the Gulf.
If there is a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, and if it makes landfall someplace on the Gulf Coast, it is possible that some of the oil that is at the surface might be transported through storm surge as high up as the storm surge goes.
That could easily be 10 feet higher than normal tide levels. Nan Walker, an oceanographer at the School of the Coast and Environment at Louisiana State University, says even a modest storm surge could be a problem in her state.
The bottom quarter of Louisiana is very low-lying. The topography is only about a meter or two, so the oil potentially will go quite far inland.
Perhaps miles into the wetlands and waterways. Walker says what happens with both oil and hurricanes in the next few months will depend partly on something called the loop current. It's a warm current that flows into the Gulf near Cancun and out again near the Florida Keys.
Most hurricanes that enter the Gulf of Mexico virtually explode. They intensify over the loop current because of the amazing amount of heat that it has.
But this year, the loop current may also move oil around the Gulf. One tendril of the slick has already entered an eddy of the loop current. Walker says it's unclear what will happen next. There are at least two scenarios.
In one, the oil that's in the loop current will either end up along the coast of Texas or Mexico. In the other, if the loop current recaptures the eddy, then the scenario is that it probably will end up in the Florida Straits.
And then there's the possibility that a hurricane in the Gulf could actually cause another oil spill. Jill Hassling is president of Weather Research Center in Houston, which helps oil companies prepare for hurricanes. She says there are so many rigs in the Gulf, it's almost impossible for a hurricane to miss them. People got a reminder of that when Hurricane Ike swept through the Gulf 2 years ago.
There's 3,800 oil and gas platforms put out there since the 1950s. Over 2,100 of those platforms were exposed to hurricane conditions, and out of that, 60 were totally destroyed.
All that destruction didn't cause any major oil spills. But scientists say every time a rig goes down, it tests the emergency systems that are supposed to shut off wells before large quantities of oil enter the Gulf. John Hamilton, NPR News.